Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. And before John left for Africa, he sat down to reflect on the sentiments of South Africans as they prepare for the passing of one of history's greatest leaders and peace activists. And he spoke with Dennis Goldberg, who was co-defendant with Nelson Mandela at the Rivonia trial in the Pretoria Supreme Court in 1963.
What I experienced with Nelson Mandela after prison was to say that he does what I do when you tell prison stories. You tell the story and you end it with a little wry twist so that your audience isn't left with a sense of defeat. It's like sweet and sour in cooking. You have to leave people hopeful. But I said to him, you meet the press constantly, and so you can afford to get a laugh out of it. And I was pleased in his inaugural speech when he accepted the presidency. And he said with a very firm voice, something like, never, never, and never again will we allow one group to dominate over another as in the past. And I felt vindicated, because there was the firmness and the determination that I hoped to hear him say, as well as his tremendous effort at reconciliation, of trying from the beginning to remember the past, but to try and build something new. Our policy from way in the 1940s was South Africa belongs to all who live in it, black and white together, and he set about trying to achieve that. And that's equally remarkable. Anger is permitted, but not bitterness, because bitterness eats you from inside, and we cannot allow the oppressor to win from beyond the grave.
It's amazing how you say that anger that he would express sometimes at his oppressors became, when he was a leader, this clarity about there shall be no domination.
Absolutely.
Leave them hopeful.
Make place for people. In fact, the policy of the African National Congress in all the years of the struggle was unity in action. Let's not look for the differences. Let's look for what we share in common to put an end to that awful regime of brutality and denial of dignity and humanity. And this became so much part of his life that a man who was born into submission could rise above that as though he was born to be president. Where did he get it from? It can only come from an inner conviction and strength and commitment and commitment. And the prize is freedom, not recognition, not adulation. And for me, one of the greatest attributes of Nelson Mandela and Oliver Tambo in particular was that they were never overwhelmed by the adulation, never became spoiled by it, became even more steadfast in their aims and determination. I'll be very sad one day. But you know, people age, situations change. He resigned the presidency. Well, he came to the end of his first term. He could have had a second term of 5 years. And he said he'd done his stint. It's a task now for young people with new attitudes. And he stepped down because holding power was not the object. The object was change and transformation. I wish politicians could have that kind of sense of destiny and commitment. But situations change, and some are power hungry, and some want to serve, and some have a mixture of both, I suppose.
Dennis Goldberg was a co-defendant with Nelson Mandela at the Rivonia trial in the Pretoria Supreme Court in 1963, and a lifelong friend of Mandela's. He spoke there with John Hockenberry.